This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London, writing most recently about China. Joe observed the Evergrande story of these last weeks, which momentarily is not leading the news, because what we know is there's a property bubble and Evergrande is not paying its debts in time. And the question raised again and again, will the central government bail out a firm $300 billion or more that is part of the property overbuilding in China these last years? However, that's been replaced by a China power crisis. And we have this headline, Joe, right now, which is surprising. China turns to stranded Australian coal to combat power crunch. The reason this is surprising is, this is Reuters out of Singapore, is that China has reduced and boasted about how it's reduced its imports from Australia coal by 98.6%. I enjoy that term because that's supposed to be our temperature, 98.6%. But right now, Reuters is saying China's releasing Australian coal from bonded storage despite a nearly year-long unofficial import ban on the fuel as it scrambles to ease a national power crunch stemming from a coal shortage. China is being visited by biblical plagues, Joe. Was this in their planning session recently? Did they anticipate this coming on, like Evergrande, like the electricity blackouts in the Northeast, people being stranded in elevators? Did they see it coming?
I would assume not, because I can't think of any leader anywhere in the world or any government in any country in their right mind who would wish an energy crisis of this sort. I mean, what I find so fascinating about this energy situation in China is that, first off, there's an important sense in which it is proving that China is just like the rest of us. I mean, their economy is vulnerable to exactly the same kind of supply pressures and price pressures that the rest of the world does whenever they interact with global markets, as we all must, for energy issues. So from that perspective, China is just like the rest of us. It's just that China happens to be experiencing these stresses at the time that they are also going through a particularly vulnerable moment to do with some of these things that they are trying to deliberately engineer in the property market. I mean, as we have discussed before, part of what Xi Jinping in Beijing is trying to accomplish right now is to bring the Chinese property market back down from the stratosphere. He wants to clean up these over-indebted developers, and he wants to restrain the increase in property prices. And all of that inevitably was going to put a lot of strain on the economy. What he can't have possibly expected is that he would be doing that at the same time that there would also be this energy crisis developing globally. So that, you know, is an example of how we tend to think that Beijing is working these things out deliberately, that they have a plan and that they are sticking to it, which is always true until some wild card pops up. And that seems to be what's going on right now.
So essentially, planned economy can work as badly as a market. A market-directed economy. That's a lesson learned. However, let's get to Evergrande, because though it's momentarily not the top of the page, it's coming back. This is Hong Kong reporting. Worries about rising debt defaults by Chinese property developers sapped investor sentiment amid fresh credit rating downgrades and uncertainty about the fate of Evergrande. And this article goes on to name other property developers, perhaps not as grand as Evergrande, but running into the same problems as the market worries about the Evergrande deal and other Chinese companies defaulting. Is this the metaphor we've used for years, Joe? Is this dominoes falling down, the over-leveraged development of property these last 30 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely an element of that. Now, I wouldn't necessarily use the metaphor of the dominoes, because it's not clear that one company falling is then knocking down the next one and on down the chain like that. I think it's more a matter that they are all bobbing along in the same pond and the ripples keep coming. And I think that really seems to be the phenomenon that's happening here. And I think the fact that this is happening to more than one company is a reminder that what Beijing is trying to execute here is a systemic change. They want to redesign the Chinese economy in an important way so that it will be less dependent on the property market. And that's important to understand because people need to realize that when you see a story like Evergrande or any of the other developers, what you're looking at is not an American-style corporate struggle where you have these questions about the quality of the management or any of that sort of issue. You're looking at an entire industry within the Chinese economy that is deliberately being overhauled right now.
We have a report of what it looks like to the Chinese investor. The senior figure commenting has invested $138,000, the Chinese equivalent, into an apartment that's unbuilt, in a development that's unfinished. And it's just stopped. It's frozen. Now, you multiply this by the hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands in China, you're looking at a crisis that can't be solved simply by bailing out Evergrande's debts to its creditors. Is that correct, Joe?
Well, yes and no. I mean, what's going to be so interesting about that kind of scenario is going to be Beijing has the resources to bail out some of the Evergrande creditors and some of the creditors of any other property company that might, one day run into trouble. The question is going to be which of the creditors is Beijing going to try to save? And they seem to be working around to trying to deal with people like the person you described, the people who have prepaid for apartments or houses that have not been built yet. Because if those people lose too much in any reorganization, it becomes a big political and social problem. In fact, we've already seen protests around some Evergrande offices, and I mean these protests are very, very unusual in China, very worrying to the Communist Party government. And what it was is people who were going to the Evergrande office to try to get some sort of clarity on these homes that they prepaid for. So Beijing is going to want to save those people. Beijing is also probably going to want to save a lot of the smaller suppliers to whom Evergrande owes money because it hasn't paid its bills to them yet. So there will be a lot of social pressure on Beijing to save that. Who Beijing will not bail out is going to be bondholders, especially foreign bondholders, anyone who seems like an investor of some sort or a financial investor. And then also probably, they might not necessarily want to bail out the banks that are holding this debt. But it just goes to show that, again, this isn't a normal bankruptcy process right, where you're following the normal rules.
Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. We're going to come home next. That word inflation isn't just for Boris Johnson's Britain. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.